السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to this episode of the series Jinn and Jadu. So in the last episode we spoke about how the jinn were created before man, والجن خلقناه من قبل من نار السموم, how they were born, meaning they did not exist from ever before, and they will die even if they live a long life, because كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. Everything has to perish, everything, and only Allah will remain. We spoke about the three types of jinn as per the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one type that flies through the air, the other that takes the form of snakes and dogs, and the third that travels and moves on, so it doesn't stay at one particular place. We spoke about how the jinn can take the form of different living beings. Snakes and dogs, we've just mentioned, they can also take the form of humans. We spoke about how shaitan came in the form of an old man from Najd when there was the deliberations taking place at Darun Nadwa, where they wanted to decide what to do with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the message of Islam was starting to gain traction. So that's in summary what we discussed in the last episode. Now the jinn are known as jinn because they are generally concealed. They can see us, but we can't see them, generally. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ. Allah says, surely he, the devil, sees you, he and his tribe, from where you see them not. They can see us, but we cannot see them. That's why they can take on shapes and forms when they want to and make themselves visible as a result of taking on the shape and form of some living being. Some scholars of the view that they cannot take the shape or the form of a wolf, and generally they are scared of wolves. But other than that, they can take the shape of a human, or they can take a shape of any other human being. They also have great power of movement. They can move from place to place very, very quickly. There's the famous incident of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, where Bilqis was on her way to meet Sulaiman alayhi salam. And in order to show the authenticity of his prophethood, he wanted to manifest before her a miracle. And he wanted to know who could bring her throne to him from where she was coming from before she reached him. And Allah says in Surah An-Naml, قَالَ إِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ. An ifrit of the jinn, meaning a very big jinn, said, أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ. I will bring it to you before you rise from your place. وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌّ أَمِينٌ. I have the ability. They had the ability to rise to the heavens and to eavesdrop on the discussions of the angels as to what were the instructions of Allah. They would pick up here and there and then mix it up and, you know, communicate it via fortune tellers, etc. to people. But once Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam emerged, then Allah talks about how they would be pelted with what we would refer to perhaps as a shooting star, would fire in the sky so that they could no longer come and eavesdrop. That was part of the miracle of the emergence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some reports suggest they live very long lives. I explained previously that they have to die. Even Shaitan himself, he made dua that andhirni ila yomi yubathun, that let me live, O Allah, until the day of Qiyamah. But prior to Qiyamah, he will have to die, and everything will cease to exist. Now, we learned that some reports say that they live for a very long life, 1,000 years plus, because people who met the jinn and interacted with them saw that they had a memory and a history of a couple of centuries. But these things are known best in the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as to how long they live on average. In terms of their ability, we had spoken previously, there are those who say you can't subjugate a jinn, and there are those who say you can. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was given the power by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the jinn worked for him. وَالشَّيَاطِينَ كُلَّ بَنَّاءٍ وَغَوَّاسٍ. Allah says, and also the shayateen, the devils from the jinn, including every kind of builder and diver. Builder and diver. So they were subjugated to Sulaiman alayhi salam on the permission of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَآخَرِينَ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَسْفَادِ. Allah says, and also others bound in fetters. Those that were rebellious, he chained them up. Allah talks in Surah Saba, يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ مَا يَشَّاءُ مِن مَحَارِيبَ وَتَمَاثِيلَ وَجِفَانٍ كَالْجَوَابِ وَقُدُورِ الرَّاسِيَاتِ. They worked for him as he desired, making high rooms, images, basins as large as reservoirs, and cooking cauldrons fixed in their places. And we spoke also about how the ifrit from the jinn was able to bring the throne of Bilqis before Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam could stand up. So they have some extraordinary powers, physical powers, in comparison to human beings. We leave it there for today, inshallah, and continue the discussion. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.